full.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
No. Have you used it recently?
No.
Ah.
They're good. They're bad. And the Geordie Film Club.
Welcome to the 2017 Film Club, The Good, The Bad and The Geordie. And we've got a new setup. Also, we've got a new member joining us, Tom.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Tom. And we've got myself, Stu, Ladyboy, I mean, Noo, and original Starman.
Seaport.
And we're missing the Geordie, Andy, from an absolute rubbish excuse.
Lame excuse, as usual.
We have to remember podcast for this week because we've got no Geordie.
yeah, exactly. No Geordie at
Let's
all.
Let's see what happens.
With a rubbish excuse as well. A rubbish excuse. So we haven't done this for a year. So this film that
I haven't done it since 2014.
What? No, 2014.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just checking.
Wow.
2014?
Mm-hmm. That's when we watched Rubber.
What was it?
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
Before me, we wrote off two of those.
Yeah, and it was a film about cars, not anything else. Yeah. Everybody else listening. So the boys around my house for a film called Drug War that I did a lot of research into. Couldn't remember what country it was made in, but I did
Do you
look.
Know now what country it was made in?
Yes, I think it was made in South Africa.
Okay,
And I am using IMBD for this information. It's made in 2012. It's seen as action, crime and drama. And obviously
I wouldn't dispute any of these.
Yeah. And Drug War loosely gives away the actual what it was all about, and the director was Johnny Two. I know nothing about myself. Anyone else heard of him at all?
No.
And it's been given a 7 out of 10 on IMBD. That was actually by the general people. The critics actually believe it, and I gave it a lot higher, which is quite unusual. Sometimes it's the other way.
But the only vote that matters is what we're going
to say. Yeah, about what we're going to say. So first of all, I welcome the boys into the house. And because of I had issues getting the film, I had to download it. I had a few issues, but it worked very well. And I know everyone's extremely happy by it. Very quickly, the film, no spoilers at all. The start off and the title is actually a drug cartel boss who was arrested in a raid. And basically, the idea is that is he good or is he a good person or a bad person? Does he help the police or not? Noo, what do you think of the actual film?
I thought it had its moments.
Okay.
It was a bit formulaic. I felt I'd seen a lot of it before. I felt
being 2012. You've seen a lot of it before, so it is a 5-year-old film.
I think there was I didn't think there was much new in it.
Okay.
And I felt like the final act was a bit odd.
Okay.
Because it was pretty much mayhem.
Yeah.
That wiped out pretty much everyone and everything that had gone before it.
Spoiler alert.
I still enjoyed it, but I just didn't think it was that new or fresh.
Okay. So if I watch you,
what I was expecting was sort of like old school Hong Kong action, hardball sort of thing, and it had moments of that, but for me, not enough of those moments. When the action was there, it was enjoyable, but it wasn't anything that was like mind blowing or like wow, how did they do that or took your breath away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys can compare it to what's your favorite film that I haven't seen you guys?
The Raid.
The Raid.
I'm sure you guys can have a bit of
That was something we'd never seen before.
I'm comparing it to things like even Hard Boiled or Better Tomorrow. Those like Chai Yun Fat films of the 90s. And it's not really chatting yours for me.
Yeah. Tom, what's your views on?
I thought it was a bit uneven. Like, I was quite intrigued after about half an hour, 45 minutes, and thought, this is going to be Because my expectations were quite low to start with.
Is that when you walked through the front door?
Yeah. I thought, actually, this is shaping up to be quite good. And there was like a few bits where the set was all quite interesting and that was quite varied. And then the first gun battle kind of marked the point where from then on it just totally lost its way. I thought it was really boring for about half an hour after that. Yeah. And then the last gun battle, it's just like everyone got shot up. I couldn't tell who was dead and who's alive.
And who was shooting who?
Did anyone survive like the bit at the end? Because everyone was sort of flinching a bit, and then was he? I don't know. And I kind of, even halfway through that gun battle, I'd kind of lost interest.
Oh, really? You lost interest?
And then I think the sort of director probably went, "Wow, should we just?" I tell you what, a gun battle with 300 shots in it is great. So what's 10 times better? A gun battle with 3,000 shots in it.
It just went on.
Let's kill everyone at least three times.
I must admit, I don't know, I found it quite gripping in terms of, as in, no, to me, the title Drug War, it was all, I always felt that it was obviously going to be pretty much straight, as you said, you shoot someone, you kill them, rather than actually kung fu action like The Raid, which was brilliant in terms of just craziness, amazing moves all worked out. Whereas obviously being a drug battle, it was very much kind of like your goodies and baddies. I agree that the end was, as you said, it was one of those ones where it was, as I said, shooting everyone, and the original, again, spoiler alert, well, we've already spoiled everything, but the so-called baddie, or the person who got caught and was trying to save himself, was the only one left, basically, wasn't he? Mm. What I thought was, I like the main character, the police cop. Mm. I thought his acting was good.
He was good, but there was a really good scene early on when he's like impersonating the other guy.
Yeah,
and
there's
real tension.
That whole passage was really good.
Yeah, real genuine tension. You're thinking, what's going to happen here? It just just stood out though.
Yeah,
that's where I was really gripped. And after that, I just felt it lost.
It started to lose it. You lost it after about half an hour, did you?
No, but for half an hour it lost it.
Oh, I see.
So after that, that was the kind of peak.
Yeah.
And then not long after that was a gun battle, which was okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of drifted.
Did it almost get too big? Because it almost seemed like the plot was almost, like with moving the ships and stuff like this. And it was actually almost getting...
It did feel, I think, you summed it up well, Tom, but the director sort of lost... They lost their way a bit, and it was like they didn't quite know what to do with it when it got to a certain point.
Yeah,
it
just
meandered.
It felt like it was kind of this tense thriller, which kind of built up to small bits of action, which is fine. And then almost someone sort of went two-thirds of the way through, ooh, well, actually we need more action set pieces, otherwise everyone's going to be bored. Whereas I wasn't bored, it kind of...
Yeah.
And then it just... The last scene was so out of place compared to the rest of it that it just felt a bit like...
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
I once watched a horror film, if you can call it that, with Drew Barrymore in it, some awful 90s B-movie, which was one movie till about 20 minutes from the end, and then it was like they won the lottery at that stage. Someone gave him another £5 million, and suddenly you had all sorts of monsters and effects and what have you. It wasn't quite that bad, but it was a bit like, let's just throw lots of violence in because we haven't killed enough people.
So it's almost like the Lord Mayor show is in like a fireworks just suddenly at the end. Let's just do a huge firework party right at the end, and
it's just.
Do you know, maybe it would have worked better as, I don't know, a miniseries or a TV thing. It didn't feel particularly cinematic. Yeah, and maybe they realised that, let's have some more shooting and gun battles at the end. It just felt like, it would have been a good, I don't know, one of those you catch on BBC4 or anywhere.
Yeah.
Both getting Scandinavian.
Yeah.
It was interesting, again, reading the critics' reviews and the people's reviews, that it was like really, it was one of those ones where it was quite up and down, average or a lovely. Love it film. Like, I must admit, I really enjoyed it. I agree. There was obviously a lot of it was tongue in cheek, and I really got absorbed in it. I really liked it. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes.
You know what I could have watched more of?
Yeah.
Those two brothers. I can't. What they
call them? Yeah, the Mute Brothers. Mute Brothers. Yeah, the Mute Brothers.
I could have watched the film about
that. Yeah. In the credits, they were Dumb Junior.
Yeah, that was it. Dumb Junior.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How did you see that?
Which is a film title.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I could have watched that.
Yeah, because those two, their actual getaway was actually brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
When they were put up against the wall, with like their getaway was fantastic. Mm-hmm. You're right, I think actually you could be right actually. So the mini series of that would have been pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I think they wouldn't have been so worried. I think with the mini series as well, because you've got episodes, you're like, you've got to make sure stuff happens in each episode, mm-hmm. and it would have been a bit more even.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, the one thing I did like was the I don't know, I wasn't looking out for it, but I spotted in the opening credits that it was all Chinese actors, all Chinese. But the music was done by someone French.
Yeah.
Wow. And the music was straight out of an 80s episode of Miami Vice. Yeah, which I really enjoyed. It's like,
yeah.
I thought it said 2012. It was a bit like 1991.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like it.
But yeah, there were bits of it. It was just a series of kind of bits.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing I couldn't quite understand. So the opening scene is obviously the key central character.
Mm-hmm.
If he's so up and so influential, why is he muling drugs? Are there not like millions of just like the bottom rung of people?
Yeah.
I'm not au fait with the mule.
You sound like, you sound like you shouldn't even be here tonight.
Yeah. Revealing too much there. But it is a good point, actually. Yeah.
But it took a lot to get the family out. Such. Mm. You know, that's when that bloke got kicking for revealing their identities.
Mm.
Remember, yeah, mm-hmm. got cooking it in the carpet. I quite like the scene where the chief cop character got challenged on like the drug duel, taking the drugs, which mm-hmm. was quite intense. I thought that was quite
a good part.
That scene was really
And you're right, up to that, he said the ha-has where he actually took on their identity.
Yeah.
Was actually quite clever.
So that's the sort of thing, again, going back to if it was a mini series and you had an episode where he's this implacable guy and then suddenly does that, would be like a really good episode. But in the film it stood out as just a bit of a high point, and then the rest of it just
we can do for the freestyle. We'll obviously wrap this up in a minute. The freestyle one, perhaps we could do films that would make good mini films. That would be good. Oh, sorry, mini series, sorry.
Along the lines of drug muling, name a celebrity that would be a great
Perhaps we could actually do that.
One or the other.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I think we could actually perhaps do that freestyle. So in terms of...
Are we doing ratings?
Well, ratings.
For the film?
Yes, film ratings for the film first. Out of 10, obviously.
I thought it wasn't terrible. It was well directed and reasonably well acted. So I'd give it a 6.
6, okay.
Yeah, I can't go any higher than that either, but I would say it's in between a 5 and a 6. There was some good things, but I think, like everybody said, it was a bit uneven in places, and you kind of wanted more from those action set pieces, but I think 5-6 is...
Yeah, I will go for a 5, just because it gives me more places to go. I think. As a first rating, I don't want to sell myself too hard. But I'd feel almost a bit like disappointed in the, because it looked like it was going to be surprisingly good.
Yeah.
And then petered out a bit.
I'm going to go, surprisingly, against everyone else, I'm going to go for an 8. Just because of, I must admit, I'm in a mindset of being entertained, I must admit, I agree. There was a lot of loopholes in it. There was a lot of things that were maybe a lot more. The hardcore proper drug films are a lot more realistic, but I enjoyed the entertainment. I enjoyed the ride of it. And looking at the critics, I think the average review is a 7 out of 10.
That's the punters. Critics gave it like 8.
Critics gave it 8, and the punters gave it the punters gave it 7. Mm. So I'm going to give it an 8 just because I did enjoy it. I must admit, but I understand there was a lot of loopholes. Other ratings?
So ratings for the rest of the stuff. So the entertainment, the food and booze. So I thought booze good, nice.
Yeah, good selection. Of craft ale. Yeah.
Well presented and
nice. Yeah, like that.
Extra marks for that. pizza was, there was lots of it. It was good. But I think we've had better pizzas in the past. Some of the
yeah,
red and touchy
round your mouth.
we've had better pizzas. Yeah, and it was a bit more sort of deep panny than I tend to enjoy.
I did give you the choice of thin pan or deep pan.
I push you down an original, a standard.
That's
route.
True. So maybe I shouldn't.
So you were responsible. Yeah, a bit harsh. Yeah.
Responsible for that, but I will anyway. And what else am I judging on? Setup of the film took a bit of a while. There's a bit of a false start. That is
waiting for the pizza. It worked perfectly.
Unacceptable. So overall, I'm going to say, but the good sound though. So because of that, I would say an 8.
Ooh. Thank you, sir. That's quite surprised by that.
the sound was brilliant. The hosting, as usual, was brilliant. Always a laugh. Always something wrong with news. I think as a whole, the evening worked really well. Enjoyed the beers, and everybody says we're presenting this lovely, is it octopus sort of
octopus
containery icy thing?
Holds your beer.
Yeah,
right, I can't that remember. Thing, yeah, that thing, metal thing that holds the beer. Thing.
Yeah, that's good. And I'm gonna concur with New Angle for an 8 as well.
Sure.
What's the new boy gonna say? You have nothing to judge against.
I don't. That makes it very difficult.
Should make it easy.
I think the initial teething problems probably helped to boost the score of the film because my expectations were less. I was pleasantly surprised.
I blame you as well.
Stage as well. I obviously enjoyed the early streakers. It's something to the evening.
There.
Yeah. And a very, very comfy sofa. So much so you had a bit of a nod halfway through the film.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. How long did he go for? It's normally about 15, 20 minutes, he often averages.
I reckon I missed at least 20 minutes of film, which is probably why it made quite sense.
He fell asleep in a strip show. This is how bad his sleep
together. Yeah, but that's for a different podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I would concur with an 8.
Well, thank you, gents. I was initially worried at the start with the film settings. Let's just say, I would have actually put myself as a 1 if it hadn't got anywhere, because otherwise there'd be no film club. But thank you, gents. I think that concludes that part, and we go on just for a 5-minute freestyle.
The good, the bad, and the Geordie Film Club. Freestyly extra bits.
Okay, so this is our freestyle podcast
section.
Yes, exactly. So we've decided after watching the film, obviously about drugs, that we'll actually it had characters of the police, the drug runners, the mules, the basically the godfathers,
the innocent bystanders,
the innocent bystanders, etc. So we thought we'll make our own film, and but we're going to use celebrities. We haven't pre-discussed this, so hopefully none of this is libelous. So what
we're making most of it.
So we're obviously going to have a film where there's obviously a godfather, and then you kind of got maybe a small family of top dealers, then a couple of mules, and then the police. And then a couple of innocent bystanders who get
shot. I think
shot.
The police needs to have like an inside man who's actually working for the cartel as well.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. So a grass.
So someone grass. who's really meant to be part of that team, but really sort of secretly Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Peterson.
Straight in there, that's a great shout.
Kevin Peterson. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Texting the opposition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Kevin Peterson.
Okay, so we got him straight away. We got him straight away in there. So what about the top cop who's the one who's trying to fight for justice? Puts everything first. Above himself,
but ultimately fails spectacularly.
Who could be? Oh, also, well, you can have a thing of the Godfather as well. Anything, or any, you can think of any character, really.
Jeremy Corbyn, sorry to get political.
Idealistic.
Not a bad
player. Yeah, but
it's
going to be No. He's only got to get... Do you think he could... Perhaps he can... I'd have thought he'd probably go in there first and then everyone would be shooting and he'll just keep dodging bullets.
Yeah.
I see people... Yeah, he'll be the one just walking forward and then everyone's getting shot around him, basically. Yeah. So he could be like Joe Golucky or something like that.
What? What's that?
He just keeps surviving.
Just like the comic relief character. So he's like wanders into this warehouse which just blows up around him and everyone dies and he just walks out.
Like the Jack and the Blues Brothers or something.
Yeah, and doesn't really realise what's going on around him. But exactly. So anyway, that's a real political statement. Should we throw in someone conservative just to keep everyone balance happy?
Theresa May, the Prime Minister, as sort of like an assassin.
I think she could be an assassin. What was with
it? Absolutely
with those heels,
cold.
Yeah.
Just a cold. Yeah.
Wearing brown leather pants, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. They are quite fantastic.
Is this one of your fantasy CPO, isn't
brilliant.
It?
Brilliant. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Getting an insight into your warped mind.
No, she got in trouble for wearing, she got criticised about wearing those expensive leather trousers.
True.
She got that in.
Great thing is she could do the scene where she's dying, she's trying to get her shoes back on.
I want that film there. Yeah, I
enjoy that.
That was
excellent.
So what character is she playing?
That woman in the film. Yeah. She was one of the only people who died the first time she got shot. She did get shot three times in quick succession, but she didn't have a massive burst. Yeah,
but she did live quite a while.
She was trying to get her shoes on for about 5 minutes. Yeah. At least she only had one pair of shoes. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Pair of shoes.
Yeah. Okay, so we got.
So Theresa May, what's she going to be? What character is she going to be?
A cold blooded assassin
for the. Okay, for the cartel, basically, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've equaled out the politicians.
So there's balance.
Exactly.
So we're okay.
And they're on different sides.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a really good point, actually, as well. Yeah. And.
This is working.
Yeah. So who could be the godfather of the cartel? Who's the one who would be. Yeah, he was just a bit of a legend.
The head honcho.
Yeah, a bit of a legend, and he's kind of like, you listen to, and
to get off football, Alex Ferguson.
No, absolutely not.
Come on,
no.
Okay.
That's it's basically got to be in respect of everyone. Like that.
Yeah. I'll move on. I think fans will.
Football's too tribal, so people. Yeah. So I think it's someone a bit more neutral. Perhaps we can come back to it. What about even some mules or something like that?
What characteristics does the Godfather need to have?
Someone really
quite fat, I think.
Gotta be fat.
Oh, gotta be fat. Okay.
Gotta be sort of feared.
Mm. Yeah. Ruthless, I think.
And ruthless. Mm-hmm. But inspire loyalty, you would think.
Yeah. It's not an easy one, is it?
It's a bloody Ferguson to come.
Thank you.
No, but not him. Not Scottish.
Alienated all part of the country.
That rules out Ferguson.
Yeah, I don't know. Perhaps we come back to that. Perhaps we think of a couple of mules, like drug mules, who can who just
stick things up.
Yeah. No, not the smuggling job, not the
that's a-hole. Well, actually, yeah. No, it's more sort of
smart. Yeah, the mules are more, yeah, yes, you're right, they could do that, but as in, the ones who always get shot first, basically. Much like the Muppets. do you think we go political? Put in Boris Johnson straight in there. He'd probably weigh his talking his way out of stuff, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Actually, he could be the double agent. He does. He says great things.
So bumbling, but yeah. You wouldn't expect it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also as well. He is a double agent anyway. Because he went, you know, let's get political anyway. Let's go for the in Europe, out of Europe. So he should be the double agent as well. Perhaps there's two double agents in this art film. Yeah. Yeah, he could be a triple agent, sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like The Departed. Have you seen that?
Oh,
of course, yeah. That score.
Yeah, oh, actually, he's a triple agent and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Which is based on
the thing it's on the movie,
yeah.
Is it Chinese?
Inferno Affairs.
That's it, Inferno Affairs.
Yeah. Who are some really
circular narratives?
Amazing.
Proper. Yeah, but we still haven't got a great cool person who could just
be the godfather.
Yeah, who could be the godfather. Someone who you just listen to and you can like go, yeah, he's got a lot of respect.
But that's the thing. Okay, he's a lot of respect and fear. I mean, I don't know. I was just going to go back to this person we rejected, but I don't know. Who's...
I just can't have a football manager as a... I think it's got to be more celebrity-based. A celebrity person.
I'm sort of going down more of like trying to think of going away from politics and sport towards music, maybe. Mm. Like, so some absolute revered hero who basically, but slightly erratic behaviour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
But he can get away with it because he's there.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
You know, but has ultimately garnered respect through their own expertise and being able to do stuff, but they don't really do it anymore. They're more known for erratic behaviour, say George Michael. God rest his soul. But like Lenny Kravitz, you could never wear that, whatever he wears, without being basically the most respected person at the top of the pyramid, and you definitely reckon he's got a nasty streak as well.
True, but I wouldn't say he's top of the pyramid.
Yeah. But
musically,
no.
But what about someone like Stevie Wonder, who's always seen Stevie Wonder's always got this for the general public. He's got this beautiful smile, the lovely persona about him. But he could be actually a crazy person.
He's probably got some secrets. He is top of the tree in his
And then genre. Like I would have said probably you know, obviously I would have say I was actually going to say James Brown because he would have been the ultimate godfather.
Even as the thing where they put the cloak on him as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Without his arms going in it.
Yeah, and he's got previous as well. So he would have been my number one choice.
That's good.
Yeah.
So okay, should we just resurrect him?
James Brown.
Yeah.
Well, all decent godfathers, and this is another reason why Ferguson couldn't be, because he walked away. Yeah. All of them end up going, dying.
Yeah, okay. So James Brown.
You've done. James Brown's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then I think we just need a couple of mules and a police chief. Fighting crime and justice.
Well, who's like the opposite for James Brown? Because it's got to be that kind of like completely idealistic opposite.
Karen Carpenter.
Dolly Parton. Can't really picture them as police chiefs.
What about let's go for something like the drug mules, like something like Joey Essex or someone like that.
Yeah.
Someone who'll
do anything for the one iota. Really.
Just a tiny bit of
So we'll stick him in there for basically someone who's going to get shot first straight away.
Oh, the final thing we have to add in is the what is it, dumb senior and dumb junior? We need people to sort of take that role.
Basically, the ones who make the empire run properly are not given any credit for it. So in a way, they underrated workhorse of the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly efficient when called into action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But underrated.
Yeah.
We're going down the way of industrious midfielders, but...
that's what I'm thinking. No, well, we don't want any more can't bring any more football stuff. Underrated people, that's just... they just played a steady bat.
Work hard.
Yeah, work hard. They just do stuff.
It's difficult in the world of music or anything, isn't it?
It's any bass player who
they're
not famous for that reason.
Yeah.
Any actor that's just done lots of roles that's just seen as an extra. I don't know, really. Well, we're not being very good at, we're not being very decisive on this chat, are we, really?
There's a few, like, there's a few British actors you know will always be really reliable. I'm struggling to think of one of them in it.
Which is the
one, but the ones I think of at the minute, and not necessarily British, but other nationals as well, like, have been in something recently where they finally got loads of plaudits after lots of consistent performances.
Mm-hmm.
So one is Tom Wilkinson.
Yeah, I had him.
He's
in my
quite
mind as well.
A solid, like,
mm-hmm.
and it took me ages to know who he was. Mm. And then when I saw, oh, that guy, yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah.
What about Timothy Spall?
Yeah, not a good one.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. We'll stick them in there, definitely.
Timothy Spall.
He could do Tom that Wilkinson. Kind of definitely. Role as well. Yeah.
Mm. I think we've got a good plot coming up.
I think we should write the screenplay for that. So we could just get those people. But
yeah.
Ken Peterson be up for 100% be up
absolutely.
For it.
Yeah. So even though he'll probably sell our script to someone, he'll read the script and send it to someone else or something like that. Okay, well I think that's probably conclude the freestyle event, and then all I think is we'll turn off now, and then it's our discussion for next month of the host, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and look forward to the next edition. Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers, Ed. Bye.